From Ballymoney and County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness. And this is Leslie Curran saying hello and welcome to the program. I'm glad you're tuning with us once again, and I hope you'll stay for the next 15 minutes, as today the Reverend James Porter is letting the Bible speak from Hebrews chapter 3, verses 7 and 8. Today, if ye will hear His voice, harden not your hearts. But before we hear the message, let's take just a moment and listen to these words in song.
Good morning. Our Bible reading for today is from Hebrews chapter 3, verses 7 and 8. Today, if you will hear His voice, harden not your hearts. The people to whom these words were written were those who were saved from a Jewish background, This time they were being persecuted for their faith and tempted to depart from the ways of God and the word of God in their lives. Therefore, these words in verses 7 and 8 are given with the purpose of exhorting them not to turn away from God and his word. And to reinforce this exhortation, the writer then goes on to tell of how a whole generation of Israelites perished in the wilderness and were not able to enter into the promised land of Canaan, all because they turned back from following the Lord and his voice, his word. Just as the ancient Israelites needed to heed God's voice if they were to enter into Canaan, just as these Hebrew Christians needed to hearken to God's word if they were to enter into all the blessings that God had for them, so in like manner you and I must heed God's word if we are to enter into all the blessings of God's so great salvation and be saved from wrath to come and be sure of heaven. It's for that all important reason that I want to consider these words with you today. Notice first of all how they speak of a special duty. This is found in verse 7 where it says, if ye will hear his voice. These words teach us that every sinner has a duty to heed the voice of God in the gospel. It must be said that the Lord has different ways of speaking to the sinner. We're told that God can speak to men through the greatness of his creation. Psalm 19 verses 1 and 2 tells us, the heavens declare the glory of God, the firmament showeth his handiwork, day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. And whenever we think of God's creation, we can see many wonderful lessons regarding salvation. Yes, the light of day reminds us of the light of salvation which Christ can bring to a sinful heart. The darkness of the night reminds us of the darkness of sin that affects every life. It also reminds us of hell, that place of outer darkness, where the sinner will suffer everlasting torments for the sin. Therefore, my friend, as you think upon the greatness of God's creation, there are many lessons whereby you are made to realize there is a God in heaven with whom you have to do, one to whom you must give account of one day. Then we can also say that God speaks to the sinner by the voice of providence. He uses trouble, sickness, sorrow, trials, loss to speak to sinners and to draw them to himself for salvation. Again, with a wonderful example of this, at the time when Lazarus died and was raised to life, the Bible says, many of the Jews which came to Mary and had seen the things which Jesus did believed on him. My friend, is it the case that God has been speaking to you at this time, perhaps through trial, loss, sufferings, you've been reminded as never before of your need of God and his salvation in your life? Through these things you've been reminded that there is a heaven for you to gain, a hell for you to shun. Yes, you've been reminded of your need to repent of your sin and trust in Christ for salvation. And it must also be said that God speaks through his own inspired word, the Bible. Romans 10 verse 17 says, faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God. Now all these things it says in 1 Corinthians 10 verse 11 are written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the world are come. That word admonition means to put into the mind. It shows us that God's word has been written so that it might enter into our hearts and minds. And it's by reading the Bible, by hearing it preached, that God speaks to your heart and mind about our great need of salvation from sin and through faith in the finished work of Christ. Over in John chapter 3 verse 16, it says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Commenting upon this verse, Martin Luther said it was the gospel in the nutshell. And this verse tells you you must trust in Christ as a repentant sinner if you are to obtain everlasting life and enjoy the forgiveness of sins. This is the message of God throughout the Bible, and it's this message you must heed if you are to be saved. Tell me, whose voice are you listening to today? Is it the voice of unbelief, the voice of Satan, or the voice of the world? Oh, if you are to be saved, you must turn away from all these other voices. You must listen only to the voice of God. And that voice says, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Then secondly, these words speak of a special danger. We read of this danger at the beginning of verse 8, where it says, harden not your hearts. The hardening of the heart is the inevitable danger that faces every sinner who continually resists God's voice that calls them to Christ for salvation. The mention of the little word if in verse 7 reinforces the truth. There it says, if ye will hear his voice. And this tells us that there are some and they will hearken to God's voice, and then there are others and they will not heed his voice. In John 5 verse 40, Christ speaks of certain religious people who resisted his voice to come to him for salvation. For as such, he says, but you will not come to me that you might have life. And the reason they would not come and be saved was because they hardened their heart against him. And there are many examples of this in Scripture. In Exodus we read of Pharaoh hardening his heart against God, and he perished in his sin. He said, who is the Lord that I should obey his voice? Over in Proverbs 21 verse 9 it says, he that been often reproved, hardened of his neck, should suddenly be destroyed, and that without remedy. And these words were literally fulfilled in the life of Pharaoh. Unsaved listener, heed the warning voice of Scripture which says, harden not your heart. Don't go on in your sin. Don't go on refusing Christ as your Savior. For if you do, then you will never enter into the rest of God's so great salvation. If you go on in your sin and continue to harden your heart against Christ, then a time will come when God will speak no more and lead you to perish in your sin. Surely this is the warning of Genesis 6. Verse 3, where God says, my spirit shall not always strive with man. Oh, beware of the awful consequences of hardening your heart against Christ. Then thirdly, these words speak of a special time. This time we find at the beginning of our text in verse 7, where it says, today, if you will hear his voice. When it comes to salvation, God only speaks of one time for the sinner. And that time is today. Today is the time for you to be saved. The Bible says, behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Now, today is the time for you to get right with God, because this is today is the only day that you are guaranteed. You're not guaranteed tomorrow. Indeed, the Bible says, boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. Think of the brevity of life, the suddenness of death. You may put off salvation to another day, but if death comes, your soul will be lost in hell forever, and it shall be forever too late for you to be saved. There's a story told of men who were building a bridge over a rocky chasm in America. Before the bridge was safely finished, they ceased working for a while with the hope of completing the task at another time. When before that other time could come, a great storm passed through that chasm and swept the unfinished bridge away. All their past labor of these men was lost, and it was lost because they put off the day of opportunity for working. Friend, there is a lesson there for you regarding your salvation. You may say, well, I will get saved another time. Your response to the gospel today might be like that of Felix, who said to Paul, go thy way for this time, when I have a convenient season I will call for thee. You may think that there will be a more convenient season. What if the storm of death comes suddenly and swiftly? Well, then you will be lost in hell forever. Closing, I would say to you, don't be foolish about this all-important matter of your soul salvation. Be wise. Repent of your sin. Come now to Christ for salvation. The Bible says in Isaiah 55 verse 6, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. May you do so today. Thank you for listening, and God bless you.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Thank you for listening today. Don't forget that we're on air here each weekday morning, Monday to Friday. So, do remember to join us at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.